This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. What Kermit Gosnell did with a medical instrument, eyewitnesses say Douglas Carpin does with his bare hands. Nevertheless, mainstream media outlets have learned nothing from the Gosnell experience. While they reluctantly offered a collective 56 seconds to cover Gosnell's conviction, they will not mention the Houston, Texas abortionist, but Lieutenant Governor of Texas David Dewhurst has demanded an investigation, and Harris County detectives are responding to that and to the local pro-life public outcry. In 2002, Congress approved and President Bush signed into law the Born Alive Infant Protection Act, requiring appropriate medical care and treatment to be given to babies who survive failed abortions. While that law should have been used to prosecute abortion practitioner Kermit Gosnell, Attorney General Eric Holder told Congress this week he is not sure if that law stopping afterbirth abortions has been enforced. This is Life News Radio. The View. The accurate view of the human person changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. The IRS targeted conservative groups and told pro-life groups they needed to support abortion. Now comes news that the official in charge of that office is now overseeing Obamacare compliance for the IRS. ABC News reports that Sarah Hall Ingram served as commissioner of the office responsible for tax-exempt organizations between 2009 and 2012. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.